USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden pledged to reopen the majority of elementary and middle schools for in-person learning in the first 100 days of his administration. Now the White House has clarified that it considers a school open if it offers students in-person instruction at least one day a week, a much lower expectation than his initial pitch suggested. California has edged past New York in the grim statistics of the number of deaths due to COVID-19. According to Johns Hopkins University data, it reported on Thursday that California's death toll reached 45,496, surpassing New York's toll of 45,312. A California Highway Patrol officer and a tow truck driver were both seriously injured in Southern California on Thursday morning when a suspected drunken driver reportedly caused a freeway crash. CHP says the driver of the Nissan was speeding westbound on Interstate 10 near downtown Los Angeles around 10:30 a.m. Pacific. The CHP officer and the tow truck driver were both hospitalized. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
USA Radio News' Wendy King gives us a border wall update.
President Biden has officially ended a national emergency declaration at the U.S. southern border that allowed former President Trump 2 years ago to divert federal funds to build his border wall. Biden said in a letter to Vice President Kamala Harris and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi that Trump's incorporation of the National Emergencies Act to get the border wall funding was unwarranted. After he was inaugurated, Biden had signed an executive order stopping the construction of the wall along the U.S. border. The border wall was one of the hallmarks of Trump's 2016 presidential campaign, saying at the time that Mexico would pay for the wall, but that never happened. He was able to divert $600 million from the Treasury Department and $6.1 billion from the Defense Department for the border wall construction. Roughly 450 miles of the wall were constructed, which included reinforcement of existing barriers. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest News Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Numerous members of the Proud Boys organization are facing charges. USA Radio News' Wendy King has more.
The Justice Department unsealed conspiracy charges against five people associated with the Proud Boys and asked that a member of the Oath Keepers be held in bond in filings related to the January 6th riot at the Capitol. Authorities arrested William Christman, Louis Colin, and Christopher Cooney in Kansas City while taking brother and sister Corey and Felicia Conald into custody in Arizona. The five were charged with conspiracy, civil disorder, obstruction of an official proceeding, knowingly entering or remaining in a restricted building, and disorderly conduct on Capitol grounds. The Justice Department has also issued a memo requesting that Jessica Watkins, a member of the Oath Keepers militia, be held without bond. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest News Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Earlier this month, Canada declared the Proud Boys a terrorist entity. Jazz fusion pioneer Chick Corea has died at the age of 79. The keyboardist and bandleader, best known for his work as a solo artist and with Return to Forever, and for accompanying Miles Davis, died on Tuesday after battling a rare form of cancer, which was only discovered very recently. That's according to his official Facebook page. TGIF, for USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.